Kat, it's good to see you again.
I know, long time no see. So bizarre.
It's been a minute. And Tom, we had some fun at Fan X in Salt Lake City. If
I remember it. Yeah.
You're a very tall human being, by the way.
I am a very tall human being.
Thank
I don't
you
know if anybody's
for
ever
clarifying
told you
this,
that.
Tony, so people don't think I'm irregularly tiny.
He's one happy, handsome, strapping man. We'll just say that. Congratulations on Love in the Villa. What a charming film this is. Kat, was it an immediate get-go when you got the script?
Immediate. And it was one of those where, sometimes you read scripts and it's like, oh, this needs work, or this character is not fully developed, or I'll talk to them about it, but I think that there's still a few drafts away. Like, I remember reading it and being in love with it from the second that I got my hands on it.
And Tom, how about you? I mean, you've done your action films, you've done fantasy films, romantic comedy. Is that something new for you?
It was something new for me. Yeah, when I first read it, I was actually, it's probably the most nervous I've been going into any role, actually, because it was so far removed from anything I'd done before. But I love a challenge, and I remember reading the script and thinking, if I'm going to do it, this would be the one to do it on, because I just felt the script was so great, and I'd met Mark. And I just thought he was amazing. I loved his sensibility. And then when they said that Kat was doing it as well, I just felt everything kind of molded together really well. So yeah, I was just so happy to jump on board. And I, as you say, I think it's such a charming film. So it's got so many levels to it.
It really, really does. And of course, it's the boy meets girl, boy loses girl story and all of that, but it has a bit of depth to it. And Kat, your character is so vulnerable and so wonderfully in love with love.
Yeah, I mean, I also am a hopeless romantic. I think that we're coming out of a time in the world where there's been so many things that we've all experienced or have seen, and we want to know that there is still hope out there and that there's beauty in the world and, all those things that we all dream about that exist.
Tom, how did filming in Verona inform your character? I mean, it's such a it's my favorite city in Italy.
Oh my God, me too. I just found it amazing for so many reasons. The food, the people, what I think what their way of living represents as well. I just think it's such a beautiful place. But it was quite hard for me as Charlie, who doesn't really see the romantic side of Verona, when I'm walking in there going, "What's he talking about? Look at this place." So I had to, kind of like shut that bit of myself off. And become slightly more cynical. But yeah, it was for me, like as a filming location, I don't think there's been one that's topped it really.
Kat, how about you? I mean, Verona just is, it's got its own, heartbeat.
It really does. I was telling the person before that I had literally dreamt of Verona last night. I love it. I discovered Verona a couple years earlier during my own breakup moment and ended up getting back together with my now fiance there in Verona. So it's a very odd similarity. I have such a it's such a holy place to me. So I love it. I love it so much. It's a beautiful place.
Well,
Everyone should go and experience it.
I just want to say congratulations again on this wonderfully updated Romeo and Juliet story. I just think it's beautifully done, and you guys are charming together. What great chemistry you guys have.
Oh, good. That's great. I
And
agree. I think we're a great pair. And I also think his wife, Laura, who plays Cassie in the film, ha added such an incredible layer of just fun and silly. And she gave me such calm when she was in a scene when we were doing scenes together. So I think, even though it sounds strange to say, but like our chemistry as a trio is fucking awesome. So
yeah.
I think that she added so much to, like, I talk to her these days more than him. So like she added The movie wouldn't have been the same movie without her. I'll just say that. I'll leave it there.
Yeah. Yeah. She comes in like a tornado, that one.
She does. And it was just epic. And the scenes were so funny. Like, I think there were so moments where I'm like, I cannot look at her in this scene because I'm just out. And it was just, she's just my girl. So I think, yes, the two of us had great chemistry, but the three of us together, like the scenes where the three of us are in a scene together, are just, for me, my favorites.
Yeah, they're my favorite. They work really well.
Our time is up. I have to say, you know, thank you. And Kat, I'll see you on our weekly interview. and Tom, come on back out to Salt Lake City.
I would love that.
Bye-bye, guys.